This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado business confidence is down as the presidential election approaches. Still, business people feel better about Colorado's economy than the U.S. economy. Economist Brian Lewandowski.
There are some sectors that are losing jobs this year, and we expect we'll end the year with some job losses. Some of that pain is in those more interest rate sensitive industries. So think of construction as one of them.
Lewandowski adds that Colorado's overall hiring and incomes have grown faster than in the U.S. overall. Colorado has a new law that bans firearms from some sensitive spaces, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The law would ban people from carrying firearms in courthouses, public and private schools, polling places, the state capitol, and local government buildings, unless explicitly granted permission. Democrats narrowed the bill significantly from its original introduction, which covered a much wider array of public and private spaces. Supporters say the ban will make the places covered by the law safer. Opponents say it disarms citizens and makes people less safe. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
At least one school in Denver has become a kind of resource center for new immigrants arriving from places like Venezuela. McMean Elementary is offering students things like dental care, clothing, and food. Soledad Montesino is a teacher at McLean.
Everybody was willing to help. Parents were helping me with clothes, donations, any kind of donations.
Montesino is featured in a new documentary about the community response to the new immigrants. This is CPR News.